Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
And welcome to Puckle's new Game Corner Plus. I am your host, Linian, and I am joined here by two of our draft admins. We have one who is... I'm not sure if anyone's really known him. He's been in around. I believe his name is pronounced R-E. How...
Sorry. It's a sideways M.
Oh, I see. How are you doing, Sig?
Oh, I'm doing well.
And his opponent today, because it isn't a draft league without a bit of competition, this son of a gun killed my Zigzagoon. It's Shark Finnegan.
Hello. Double kicking my way in here.
So, I was going to ask how your draft was going, but it's currently, we're recording this, week two just wrapped, and you've had some results.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I've went against two very strong opponents, and with the draft team, I wasn't quite, like, feeling it all the way together. But now things are starting to turn better with my transactions here, though I guess it's raining, a little bit raining now on my team, so we'll see how the rain works with it.
Well, we will let the rain fall down, and I can't remember the next lyrics of that song, so that completely shot itself in the foot.
How dare you forget the Hillary Duff song?
I
don't remember the name of the song, but...
Well, it's let the rain fall down, and then it's like, nah, and it's just gone. Like, then there's something away, about washing away.
Yeah. It's coming clean.
Hillary Duff and her illustrious music career. Yeah.
It almost lasted a whole year.
She got a movie.
She got a movie other than the Lizzie McGuire movie?
No, but she got to do music in it.
Okay, but how many fingers does she have? That's gonna need some explanation, and it may come up later. So, to all of you who are wondering what games we're gonna be playing, this week, or month, whatever, this time period, we will be playing Cliff Hiker, and then we'll be playing Dive. And if everything goes according to plan, we'll have to play our third little game, Pocket Monsters, but we'll see if that one comes up. So, with that, we will kick it over to Mr. Rulesman.
It's time for Cliff Hiker. In this game, the contestants will be given a range of questions that require them to answer with a number. For every number that their answer is off from the correct one, they lose 1 point. Whoever has lost the fewest amount of points at the end of the three questions wins the round.
And thank you, Mr. Rulesman. We have four questions for our competitors today when they are dealing with Cliff Hiker. We'll see how we do. I'm not hopeful, but hey, I could always be wrong.
B. McGee's not here. There's, and Asha isn't here either. So life is better.
We do not speak that name in this household. The undisputed trivia master may sit on his frozen throne. Shark Finnegan, because you didn't disrespect me, you get to go first.
Sounds good.
Shark, your questions this week have been themed around your draft team. Maybe you'll do better on this.
Yeah, hopefully it's better than my match results, so.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it can't be worse, right? So, Shark, tell me, what level does Salazzle learn Toxic?
Oof, trying to think here. I feel like it's somewhere in the middle. Let's go with 32?
So, no.
I didn't think I was right, but how close am I?
If you doubled it, you'd be off by one.
Oh, wow. Why?
It gets it at 65. It is the last move it learns by level up.
Really?
Because corrosion, they don't want you to be, they want you to basically be using poison gas. It's their story mode balancer.
Ah, that makes sense. Wow. Okay. Did not know. I thought it was like,
okay,
in the middle.
I got a lot of wiggle room for mine now. Yay.
So, Sigma, you have been promoting a middle stage that I despise. So I'm curious, Sig, what level does Thwacky learn Slam?
I don't know. Let's say 27.
Well, it's 30, so...
Cool.
Hey.
It's a level 20 to 30 move. What can I say?
I thought the same thing about Toxic, but apparently not.
I would have guessed, like, 30-something as well for Toxic, so...
Well, I have no defense. I thought that was common knowledge. All right, Shark. This should be a bit better for you. So, you have a certain screen setter on your team, and I want to know, at what level does Morgrim evolve into Grimmsnarl?
It's 42? That one I'm pretty
sure... That is exactly correct, yes.
Because I think it was Impidimp to Morgrim is 32, and I think it's like 10 levels after. But yeah, I think it was 42. Sweet. There we go. Little redemption there.
Little redemption there. Now, Sig, you have been on the record saying that we do not need the other fossils to be added to Gen 8.
This is correct.
Well, I hope you've studied them, because I need you to tell me at what level Kranidos evolves.
I believe it's 33.
You say 33?
Hey, it's 30, 33, something like that.
All right, well, 33 is what you said first. I'm taking that, and it is actually level 30. You're off by 3.
Oof. I know it was between 30 and 33. I know ranges.
Fair enough.
I work in ranges.
So, Mr. Shark Finnegan, here's your question. You've drafted a Pokemon that is very known for its defenses, but I need you to tell me what Uxie's attack stat is.
That would be 75.
That, asking you about anything on your draft sheet's like not that hard, but you know, hey, I wanted to stay on brand.
That's fair. I've studied the stats on these things fairly well, at least ahead of time.
That's fair. Now, Sig, this one I did have to stretch a little bit, but you played Gen 6 OU, correct?
Yeah.
Then you should have this Pokemon stat block memorized. What is Talonflame's special attack?
Ooh. I think it's like 80. Or no, it's probably 70.
You know, 70 is closer than 80.
Is it 74?
It's 74.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was thinking 75, and then I'm like, nah, it's got to be lower than that. Its attack is only like 80.
I just know, I've looked at Talonflame, and it's just like, it has a weird, like, number distribution. Like, it's not, I don't think any of them are, like, rounded 5. I think it's, like, all, like, 74. Its speed is 124. And
yeah, it's
I
weird.
I feel like it's a lot of, like, odd numbers like that. Well, I guess even, but...
My personal theory is they had it, like, statted much more aggressively, and they're like, you realize this thing's only supposed to have, like, base 450, and they went, oh, and just slid the little total slider down, and it kept the proportions the same?
Everything dropped 20 except the speed. It's like, yeah, it's fine.
All right, Shark. Your last question here. You should be get it. If you get this close, the National Dex question can throw everything out of whack.
Yeah.
I just need you to tell me what Rhyperior's National Dex number is.
I know it's in the 460s. That I know is a fact. I think it's 463. I really want to say
it is
463.
It is 464.
Oh, so close.
Which is really good, though.
He's working back from that deficit.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is.
Yeah, I Gen 4 was the first one I, like, really got back into Pokemon, so I'm, like, fairly familiar with all those numbers. And I know, like, those Sinnoh, the Sinnoh evolutions that weren't given freely in Diamond and Pearl are 460.
They're like the 20 block between 460 and 480.
Exactly.
I think, like, the spirits are, like, 479-ish or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
They're just a block of 20 Pokemon right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we do have our final question. I did check to see how we're doing. Shark, you finished with a total score of 34.
Hey, I got 33 the first question, so I redeemed myself.
I think
myself.
I'm at 10 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sig's at 10.
Well, you're good at ranges. You should be able to get this.
As long as you can get within 24 of this answer.
So as long as it's not a Gen 8 Pokemon.
Your Pokemon is Berserker. No.
Because that National Dex numbering doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, it's completely bonkers.
Right.
But
the legendaries are fine, the starters are fine, and everything between is just a splattering on, like, an art easel. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the first thing that you can fight in the game isn't until, like, the 12th entry in the dex?
Right.
Wooloo's after everything in the first two routes. I don't know why.
I don't know.
So, Sigma, I just need you to tell me Goomy.
Let's see. Goomy would be, low 700s, so I'm gonna guess, 705 for safety. 705.
So it's 704.
Jeez. Look at us.
wow. Both of the National Dex ones were within a single point.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
I don't think that's happened before. So despite Shark Finnegan doing absolutely perfectly on everything but one point on the last one, he still lost because of the first one, which is just unfortunate.
It happens. I just didn't think it was that late of a move, though.
Right? I thought we stopped giving Pokemon moves over level 50 between Gen 6 and 7, but oh well. Yeah. Apparently not.
But we do have opportunity here for this to all turn around, because this is only our first game. We will kick it over to Mr. Rules Man, who will explain our second game, Dive.
Welcome to Dive. In this game, players will choose from a list of categories to begin. Once the category is selected, each contestant will take turns naming something that belongs in that category. If they give an answer that is incorrect, or has been stated before, or cannot think of one within a minute, that player loses the round, and the other player gets a point.
And thank you, Mr. Rules Man. All right, we've got a bunch of categories here. I believe we've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories. And they are as follows. We have damaging moves that always hit. These are moves that bypass accuracy checks completely under all circumstances. Sword and Shield exclusives. Not talking about the DLC here, just the base game. Catchable mythicals. A mythical that can be caught in, you know, a ball of the player's choosing in any mainline release. Cross-gen evolutions. Only caveat here is that it can't be like a Obstagoon wouldn't be a legitimate answer here because Zigzagoon's form was introduced in the generation we got the other thing. Spin-off game regions, evolution items, and type berries, type-producing berries. That last one here coming to you courtesy of Draft League. So, Shark, you are on the back foot, so you get first pick of categories. The first person to say a repeat, fail to come up with an example in a minute, loses, and the other person gets that point.
All right. So let's... I'll go ahead and start with the type-reducing berries.
Fair enough. I've got all of your options on the board.
All right. So... Oh, who starts?
You start. And then okay. I start the timer for Sig when you give your answer.
All right. Let's go with Akaberry.
Correct.
Let's go with my favorite, Wakanberry.
Shambles says hello. Correct.
Let's go with Pashoberry.
Correct.
Rindoberry.
Correct.
Chardyberry.
Correct.
Let's see. We can go with Babiriberry.
Also correct.
Roselliberry.
Also correct.
Yachiberry.
Also correct.
Chelonberry.
Chelon is correct. It is the normal reducing berry.
Oh, now the ones, like, I don't even know what the ground is. Actually, do I?
I'm looking at it and I don't remember which one of these is the ground berry.
Or like the fire one? Let's see.
Oh,
Koba berry.
That is correct.
Ooh, good one. Haban berry.
Haban, the dragon reducing berry.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to get another one.
We've got 45 seconds about.
Oka berry.
That was already said.
Oh, okay.
I got that one. That was the first one.
That was the first one, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I got it.
Did we say Colberberry yet?
No, but he got it wrong, so you're fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because that was, like, I just, like, had that thought. That was, like, one that I was, like, that was one that we should have gotten.
Yeah, I had Chelan back in my pocket, so I'm like, oh, I don't need to think of anything else. Like, who's gonna
I had Chelan for the longest time until I couldn't think of anything, and then I threw up.
Who's going to call Chelan? Nobody uses Chelan.
Exactly.
So the missing berries were Colber, as has been said, Kasib, the ghost berry, Tanga, the bug, Payapa, the psychic, Shuka, the ground, Kebia, I don't know what that is, and I did not write it down, and Chopple, the fighting.
Oh, Chopple.
Oh, Kebia's poison, just by...
process of elimination. Who would ever run that?
I was trying to figure out who would run the bug one.
When is there a threatening enough poison type attack going around, though?
It's all right, Galarian Slowbro, they don't mean it. Sigma, it is now your turn. You have damaging moves that always hit. Sword and shield.
Catchable mythicals, please.
Catchable mythicals. All right, Sig, give us your first answer.
We'll start out with the newest friend, Keldea.
Yeah.
Let's go with Celebi.
Easily enough, catchable in the eShop.
These are going to go quick, probably. Darkrai.
Uh-huh. Darkrai is correct.
Let's grab Cresselia.
Ooh.
Cresselia is not a correct answer. That's not a mythical.
Ah, dang it.
I was expecting Shaman.
I got too distracted with the Darkrai.
Let's see, Victini and Mew are other two?
Yep, there's still some remaining. Do you want to try to name them, Sig?
I can try, but... like, I wouldn't count Magearna.
No, the ones that you can catch...
Deoxys?
Oh yeah, Deoxys, yeah.
Deoxys in the Omega, and as well as on the actual item that was distributed... Shaman was distributed in Platinum.
Yeah, I said Shaman and Mew right away. Because Faraway Island, Mew, Shaman, and Platinum.
Yeah. And then the other two are Meltan and Melmetal, which you can catch in the Safari Zone if you import them. Can still catch them. That was the key word there.
I mean, okay, I get in a ball of your choice, because otherwise Jirachi would count as well.
So, yes. But Pokemon, I wasn't counting them in Pokemon Go. I was saying in Let's Go. You can transfer them through the Safari Zone.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You could put them in Pal Park and catch Jirachi, but you don't get to juice the ball.
Yeah, that was the thing.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yep. Okay. We now have, it's back to Shark. We have damaging moves that always hit, Sword and Shield exclusives, cross-gen evolutions, spin-off regions, and evolution items used from the bag.
Let's go ahead and go with spin-off game regions.
All right, once you give me the first answer, I will start the timer for Sig.
All right, let's go with the ore region.
I was hesitant on whether or not to include that, but I did. It's on the list.
The Ferrum region.
Yep, that is correct for Pokken. That's what it is.
Yep.
Let's go with the Ransei region from Pokemon Conquest.
That is a region.
Almia.
Almia from Pokemon Ranger Shadows of Almia. Don't have this written down. Help.
Okay. Hold on.
I'll hold for 30 seconds.
Trying to think now. What's that region called? I have... there's one more. What is that region? It is the Detective Pikachu region. God.
I was trying to think the name of that. I don't.
You have 8 seconds, Shark.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
And that's time.
Rhyme City! Rhyme City!
Wait, it was too late. It's too late.
Dang it.
Rhyme City was an option on my list. There's also Lentil from New Pokemon Snap.
Right.
Paseo from Pokemon Masters.
Oh, that's not a real region.
It's a spinoff. That's all that counts. As well as Oblivia from Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs and Fiore from the original Pokemon Ranger.
What about the region from Pokemon Picross?
It didn't have a name on Bulbapedia, so... okay, so Sig is up one, but it's not the end of the world.
No.
But it is his turn to pick.
Let's go with moves that have avoid accuracy checks, because I think I'm going to lose that quick. But we can open with Shockwave.
Half of the most powerful combo in the game, yes.
Let's go with Aerial Ace.
Easily done.
Oh, I feel like, is it Disarming Voice that does it?
That should be.
Is that an answer, or are you just thinking out loud?
No, it's an answer. It's an answer.
Yes, Disarming Voice was not on my list, but you are correct. I somehow missed it when I was importing this.
Let's go with a sadly cut move from Swish, Faint Attack.
Faint Attack is correct.
I feel like one of the magnet moves does it, but I feel like also Phantom Force does.
That is incorrect, actually.
Oh.
It used to.
Boo.
It doesn't anymore.
That's weird. Why would you take that away?
I don't know.
It still goes through Protect. Like,
yeah. So the moves that Magnet Bomb was the one that you had alluded to. The one I'm shocked no one said was Swift.
It's not good.
That was not on my thought process. I still had a few more in my back pocket, but that was not one of them.
Aura Sphere, Clear Smog, False Surrender, Magical Leaf, Shadow Punch, Vital Throw.
Yeah, that one I did remember too.
Hyperspace Hole and Hyperspace Fury. And last but not least, Trump Card.
Weird. How does Trump Card get to do it?
I don't know.
Why did we take it away from Phantom Force but let Trump Card keep it?
I was on Bulbapedia because they had a very convenient list, and all I had to do was like weed out the Dynamax moves, more or less. So I was going through and said Trump Card and went, no. So I pulled it up on Serebii to double check. That move bypassed accuracy checks for some reason. Alrighty. It's all tied up with three categories on the board. So Shark, where do you want to go?
Let's go with evolution items that those one-time consumable ones.
Perfect.
So let's start with Firestone.
Firestone is correct, yes.
Waterstone.
Easily.
Leafstone.
Easily done.
Thunderstone.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Stone.
There it goes.
Moonstone.
Uh-huh.
Sunstone.
Easy enough.
Dawnstone.
Only two evolutions, least used stone.
Duskstone.
Easily enough.
Shiny Stone.
That is the last stone.
Yay, we're finally out of that.
Galarica Cuff.
That is one of the options, yes.
So Galarica Crown would be the other one, right?
I will take it, but technically it is the Galarica Wreath.
I don't know, I still haven't evolved to Slowking.
There still are things in the category.
I know one of them.
Tart Apple?
Tart Apple is correct.
Is the other one the Sweet Apple?
It is the Sweet Apple. Shark, your go. Out of curiosity's sake, has this one occurred to you?
Which one?
Well, I mean, what's remaining in the category?
No, I think I'm kind of close to out of them.
Yeah, I'm close to, but I think I want to say there is one last stone, and that would be the Oval Stone.
That is incorrect. Hapini needs to hold that to evolve.
Oh, that still won't count even if it levels up and then it disappears?
It's not used from the bag. That was the key phrase there. The two items remaining were the chipped and cracked pots.
Wow.
That's okay. So if one of us got it, the other one would have probably gotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. But with that, Sigma has taken the lead, but there's still two categories, so he hasn't solidified it completely.
We're saving the long category for last, so whatever the other one is.
Swish version exclusives. These are both fairly long categories.
Okay.
So, Swish version exclusives. Once you give me one, I will pitch it over.
Galarian Farfetch'd.
That's correct. Farfetch'd.
Galarian Corsola.
Alrighty.
Galarian Ponyta.
Okay. Wow, this may be a shorter category than I expected.
No, I'm still thinking here and trying to think of the other Galarian forms first.
Right, I actually forgot what the next one was. I figured it out now, but
I'll go ahead and throw out Kamo'o.
Oh, right. And just to be clear, that is correct. Just to be clear, I'm doing this by line.
Yeah.
Okay. My boy Ice Cube.
That is correct.
Stonejourner.
That is also correct. That is the thing that is on that same route.
I'm trying to remember what the other, like, giveaway was that was the original exclusive. I think it was Larvitar, but you know what? I'm just going to take Galarian Darumaka.
Darumaka is correct. That was the other one.
Let's go ahead and grab the Tyranitar line.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, Tyranitar was the other giveaway.
Now it gets hard. Because I'm thinking of a lot of things that weren't quite version exclusives, but were version less rare or whatever they were.
Yeah, there was that.
Oh, isn't... No, not... No. Flygon is not one. That is a lie. do we count the Ndidi forms?
No. You have 15 seconds.
Oh, because you can breed them?
Yeah, 15 seconds.
Because you don't count the apples either, right?
No. And that's the game.
Yep.
Is the Hydreigon line one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, both of them are too? Gumi, then? Yeah.
Yeah. But how did y'all not say Zacian or Zamazenta? How did that not happen?
Because Hop can catch it.
I was waiting the whole time, like, oh, they'll laugh about it, and then Sick timed out. Like,
I was not thinking of the cover art at all. I should
have. You don't catch them during the story. What am I supposed to say?
The other missing ones were Lotad, Seadot, Sableye, Mawile, Lunatone, Solrock, Krogunk, Scraggy, Gothita, Solosa's Rufflet, Vullaby, Swirlix, Spritzy, Oranguru, Passimian, Turtonator, Drampa, Throw, and Sock.
That's a lie. Get those two out of here. You can trade for the opposite one.
That's not... Nope, can't catch...
You can trade for...
All right, then not Throw and Sock.
Get those out of here. They're in the game.
You know that, but can't name Zacian and Zamazenta.
Get them out. Every time I see somebody posting, yeah, I need all these version exclusives, and it's like, Sock and Throw on there. Get those out of here. I think you traded ice cream cone for it.
Harsh words for the man who forgot Zacian.
I mean, it didn't matter because you call one and the other person gets the other. So it doesn't quite work.
All right. We have cross-generation evolutions, and the thing is, it's completely tied.
There we go. All right.
Shark, you lead us out.
I will go ahead and do Pikachu.
That works. I just need one Pokemon from the line, to be clear.
Oh, so when I say Eevee, it takes all of them, right?
Yes.
It takes all of them on the board.
All right, back to Shark.
Let's go with Jigglypuff.
Alrighty.
Clefairy.
Easily done.
Zubat.
Knocking these Gen 1s out.
I know, I'm just starting there and then I'm working my way up.
Oddish.
Oddish is correct with Blossom.
Let's go with the Poliwag line.
Also with Politoed.
Let's go Mr. Mime.
Yes, that is correct. It actually has a pre- and post-evolution, but the post-evolution doesn't count.
Let's go with the counterpart, the Bonsly Sudowoodo line.
Oh, I didn't realize those were counterparts. Cool.
They're like pseudo-exclusives.
Yeah, I get it, but...
Yeah, they're definitely in Diamond Pearl. That's how I know them.
Yeah.
Let's go Jinx.
Jinx from Smoochum, yes.
Let's go with Electabuzz.
Magmar.
Easily done.
Porygon.
That is somehow not on my list, but it is absolutely correct. I just must not have... Oh, it's just late. It's not... We're good. It was on the list.
Chansey.
Yep. It actually got a pre- and post-evolution in different generations.
Let's go with Rhyperior.
Alrighty. Right on line is Alf.
Linian's favorite Pokemon, Lickitung.
I hate you. Shark Finnegan wins! No.
Yeah! Let's first say my favorite little spaghetti boy, the Tangela, Tangrowth line.
Kevin Punt made me trade Terry for Arcanine.
I wanted that next, but I guess I'll take Orsi.
Easily done.
Let's go with Sneasel.
Sneasel is a good one to grab, yes.
I'm going to chill out in Gen 1 still and say Onyx.
Alrighty.
Let me grab Scyther then.
Sure. That lets me grab Slowpoke.
I was saving that one. Let's grab Ralts.
Ralts is a later one, which is correct.
Magnemite.
Easily done.
Let's grab Snowrunt.
Snowrunt is off the board.
Let's go with Nosepass.
Nosepass is there, yes.
Let's grab Togepi.
Easy.
Gligar.
Oh, I love them.
There are 13 left in the category.
I have a couple in mind.
Let's go with Murkrow.
Alrighty, Murkrow.
Eppom.
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 Mischievous.
Good, good, good.
Let's see. I had one on the mind. Yanma.
Knocking those out.
Let's go with Meryl.
Ooh, good one.
Yes.
Chimecho.
Ooh.
And Chingling. That's the other thing, yes.
Yeah, the most forgettable Pokemon in the world. They're great.
Take a second here.
Oh, you have 50 of them.
Do we have all the babies yet? No.
No.
No, there's still one baby. I'm saving that one for as long as I can.
That may only be 30 seconds.
Actually, there are two babies.
There are more than two babies.
There are at least two babies.
There's at least two.
Oh, God. 20 seconds. Three. I can think of three. Oh, no.
Why not say why not, then?
Alrighty, that takes out why not, Sig.
Munchlax!
There you go. That's one of the babies. Still babies remain.
Oh, I can think of two still.
Oh, wow. Mantyke.
That wasn't even on my list. Hey, look, censorship. I shamooed.
What was that? Sick.
I said I shamooed.
Oh. Thought you said another Pokemon. Oh.
Tyrogue.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
There's still a baby.
There is.
I could believe
yes.
it. I'm trying to think through. Oh, the Roselia line.
Yes. Badoo. All right, Sig. Two on the board.
There's two left. Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, wow. We did good.
We crushed it. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
We crushed it too well.
Coming down to this.
So, Gen 3, there's nothing that went into it. It might have more that went out of it, though. The fun thing is trying to think of the late stage Gen 4, because that's where everything is.
You have 25 seconds.
I know. I don't think I'm going to win this, but...
It's going to come down to these last two here.
Yeah, and I don't know. I was banking on babies.
Banking on babies. You have 10 seconds left, and that is a clip.
I'm not kidding.
3, 2, 1, and Sig loses, tying up the game. So, the two that you're missing, Shark, do you have either of them?
I am drawing a blank. I feel like they have to be Sinnoh lines, right?
They are.
Yeah, they had to.
Because that's the only ones we're missing, I think, at this point. I think we cleared out anything else.
Hilariously, Draft League week was the one that Swinub was forgotten.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Swinny!
Big old Mamo!
The last one is the reverse Macarena master himself, Duskull through Dusk Noir.
Oh, right.
Oh, the bad thing. Yes, yes.
Right. Okay.
Dusclops needs Eviolite somehow.
I think there they actually played against each other in draft this week.
They did! Huh!
Oh, man. I can't believe we forgot Mamo, though. That would have...
I don't feel bad about forgetting them, though.
Yeah. All right. We got 39.
I'm just shocked how many you got through.
We did good.
You did very well. But that takes us to game 3. Now, there's no bumper or anything. I just have to really quickly run this down. I am going to say the name of a Pokemon in a foreign language. And you guys have to guess what it is. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you see a name and it's just perfect nonsense. And that's today.
Oh, no.
This Pokemon's German name is Akup. Akup. A-K-K-U-P. Akup. Whoever's closer by national dex number wins.
Oh, dear.
Sigma, what do you think Agup is?
I don't know. We're going to just pick something in the middle, so it's going to be a 50-50 shot. So let's see. We are going to go with Monferno.
It is not Monferno. Sad to say.
I didn't think it was. I just took something like in the middle-ish at 400. He gets to decide if he thinks it was in Gens 1, 2, and 3, or if it's Gen 4 and beyond.
I'm just amazed you didn't know that the name of Monferno in German was Panpyro.
That's perfect. That's not German at all, but it's perfect.
I have two guesses, but they're so on the polar opposite here that if I'm wrong, I lose. So
please tell them both to me and then pick one.
I'm trying to, like, when I hear Akup.
Akup!
I think Arbok and Aerokuda. Those are the two that I'm, like, pointing towards.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm going to hedge my bet a little bit here and go with something that might be kind of close.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Archaeops.
Okay. It's not Archaeops, but it is closer to Archaeops than it is to Monferno. I have to look up what Archaeops is in German now. Archaeops in German is, oh, that's not fun, Areopteryx.
Oh, that's not a
good very.
That's almost a
that's,
scientific
That's a very name. Scientific name.
Yeah. Akup, I don't know why you couldn't guess what Akup is. It's very obviously charge a bug.
Excuse me? Charge a bug?
Yep, charge a bug. Charge a bug in German goes Akup.
Akup.
And he only has one finger.
It just sounds like the bus just stopping, just like Akup.
Akup! So with that, Shark Finnegan is our winner. He has reversed swept, which let's hope that's some foreshadowing there.
Let's go.
It's okay. I'm the one who got to count how many toes and fingers that Evil Tall had today, so ha. Ha.
You have that one on
Who's
me.
Who's the real winner?
If you have enjoyed this, there is more Puckle goodness on the main show, which comes out every Monday. There is also Puckle Plus, which you're listening to here. We have other shows like TCG and Trivia Cast when the stupid thing doesn't screw up and upload 3 episodes at once. There's also some really fun things that we do on other places, such as Twitch and YouTube. On YouTube, you can watch P. McGee and Claude9 battle with our Pokemon of the Week, and probably some like Draft League recaps to like tie it into the theme. Every Sunday, we're going to be doing Draft League recaps. Gio is the host of those, and P. McGee comes on and actually gives the authoritative opinion. And, of course, we have all sorts of things. You can catch us on Facebook, Tumblr, I think, but most importantly, Twitter and Discord. You can join in on all of the fun and insanity and get notified of things like draft matches, upcoming leagues, giveaways. All of that goes through our Discord first. On top of that, we have a Patreon where you can give us money and we will give you things. Breakdown of the reward tiers is on the website. We also have merch. We are in the process of moving merch stores. I think it might actually be done by the time this episode goes up. Yeah.
Maybe.
So I can't plug it, but check the Patreon. Not the Patreon. Check the Discord. It's probably there. On top of that, I think I'm done shilling. If I'm not, blame Thatch. Oh, right. And with that, here in the Prism Tower recording studio. No, wait, we're Pokestar Studios. Yeah, can't get my lore wrong.
We could be on vacation.
Exactly.
Here on vacation in the Prism Tower radio booth. I have been Linian.
I've been R Sigma.
And I've been Shark Finnegan.
And we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Time to say our goodbyes. It's close. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.